A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that place. If any place will not welcome you, and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. 4 years ago, friends of mine moved into a low-income neighborhood in a small town, a town that has the highest murder rate per capita in California. They chose this area for two reasons. First, it was relatively close to their work. And second, they wanted to be a positive influence in the neighborhood, a nonviolent presence. In other words, they wanted to preach the gospel not only at work through their actions, but also at home, where they lived. So soon after they got settled, they made an effort to meet their neighbors. Over the first few months, they literally knocked on their neighbors' doors, introduced themselves, and of course brought a small gift, a bag of homemade cookies, a loaf of cinnamon bread, some tomatoes perhaps from their garden. To say the least, most of the neighbors were surprised. Few had any response except a nod or a questioning look. And after my friends left, the front doors were shut, and the neighbors once again retreated behind their closed drapes and Venetian blinds. That was 4 years ago. Nothing changed overnight, but there have been some significant breakthroughs. The most recent one happened on the second day of summer vacation when the 6-year-old girl who lives 3 doors down from my friends and is alone all day because her mother works. The young girl came to the door and asked my friends if she could have a glass of water. Later that evening, her mother came by to apologize. She said, "I'm terribly embarrassed because we have water in our house, even ice in the freezer." But then she quickly added, "However, my daughter got one thing right. I told her if she ever needed anything in an emergency, she could come and ask you for help." Hospitality doesn't sound like a radical virtue. But in a world like ours, where fear and suspicion rule the day, a welcoming smile and kind gesture might be the only preaching a person can trust. In the gospel today, Jesus gives his disciples strict instructions that, if taken literally, are pretty difficult for most of us to follow out in our complex modern world. Yet, we get the point. We hear the caution against clutter and excessive baggage. A single tunic captures the gift of single-mindedness that is needed in order to preach the gospel. And we hear Jesus' emphasis on hospitality, a hospitality that is a two-way street. Because in order for the word to be heard, the hearers have to be convinced that we disciples accept them as they are and meet them where they are. My friends would be the first to admit that there's more they should be doing or could be doing in their neighborhood. But for now, as they struggle to balance the diverse aspects of their lives, they pray each day to continue to trust in the slow work of God, a God who is working in them as they try to be loving and faithful disciples in their preaching of the gospel.